1, 2. Hello, welcome to our pre-show here for today, the 25th of October. And it's going to be another Arthur Barn Best Of. This is an encore day, Monday the 25th. And I'm going to go over and I'm going to retrieve the best of that was created by, that's me. These are a bunch of slides of me. I'm going to go and retrieve the best of that was created by my brother, Rory McLeod, of Dr. Arthur Barn and all them cats, you see. So Dr. Arthur Barn, as well as Dr. William Brown, Dr. Arthur Barn, the vampire debunker, former hunter, Dr. Arthur Brown, the animal loving, although he hates them, guy. Right? Am I getting that right? So now I'm downloading the hour that you sent me, Rory. Download, bitch. There it is. It's downloaded. Good man. Let's hear it.
Today, I come to you with the methodology.
So this is an Arthur Barn. You know, I don't even remember doing this character.
The philosophy that will give you a sustaining through these very, very serious, frightening, but important works that must be done.
Jesus Christ.
The vampire can be killed only one way, and that's with the stake through the heart, the severing of the head, and the garlic in the mouth. The vampire cannot sustain itself naturally, nor can it move about freely in daylight, even when it is within a darkened room. The vampire knows that the heat of the sun...
Right, so let me back that up.
...is beaming.
Okay. So this is a best of thing, man, and we'll do the thing. This is 55 minutes, and what we're going to see behind it is I've found a copy of John Carpenter's Vampires that apparently is available on YouTube through my subscription, so it's being paid for by my subscription, I think. Now, I don't know if halfway through the goddamn thing it's going to black out, or I don't know what's going to happen, but we will, therefore, and thus and so, do the thing we're doing. But this character of Dr. Arthur Barn has changed a lot from that highly theatrical presentation there to just some guy who's like, they don't even fucking exist, you know. So I'm glad in a lot of ways, Rory, that you did this. I'm glad you did it, Rory, because you're a sweet guy for doing it. But also it adds to my knowledge of that character that I completely forgot performing the character that way. Totally spaced on the fact that I had performed that character like that. It's totally a ripoff of the whole Van Helsing thing, you know. It's just a ripoff of Van Helsing, or my idea of what Van Helsing was supposed to be. Van Helsing, the great vampire hunter, that has been played by Edward Sloan, famously by Edward Sloan in the original. Anthony Hopkins played Van Helsing, I think, in the Gary Oldman Dracula, right? Am I right or wrong? And a variety of different actors have played Dr. Van Helsing, the famous vampire hunter. So having said all that shit, let's rock and roll, okay? I'm going to make sure I'm coordinated here.